Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
The Parkins and Spiegel Show.
If y'all ready, give me a hell yeah.
Oh, hell yeah.
I'd just like to thank Mark Davis for this opportunity. And I love the city of Oakland. And I love the Raiders. Most of all, I love to win.
Are you talking about the analytics, the GPS, all the modern technology? Man, I'm trying to throw the game back to 1998. There's a stack of analytical data, or data, however you want to say that word, that people don't even know how to read it. It's one thing to have the data, or data. It's another thing to know how to read a damn thing. So I'm not going to rely on GPSs and all the modern technology.
Yeah, we're going to find a way to get Khalil Mack back, too.
Here's what we know. Right now, the Chicago Bears are, in fact, expected to trade for star pass rusher Khalil Mack.
We waited and waited, and the Rams game was looming. Our feeling was, you know, he was not going to report anytime soon. We made a decision, and we're going to stand by it.
The Raiders stink. That's what's wrong with them.
Khalil Mack was emblematic of everything the Raiders were supposed to be about. And I think what we're seeing right now is the residue of going away from all of that because it was about Jon Gruden.
Jon Gruden on the sidelines this afternoon after spending the past few days facing rebuke for his use of a racist trope in a 2011 email. Wall Street Journal reported on Friday Gruden used racist imagery to describe NFLPA Executive Director Demaurey Smith.
I'm not a racist. I can't tell you how sick I am. I apologize again to D. Smith.
Carr, pocket collapses, slam down, Khalil Mack. The revenge game for Mack.
I feel good about who I am and what I've done my entire life. I'm not like that at all, but I apologize. I don't want to keep addressing it.
And I'm not going to chalk everything up to racism. I think we accept his apology, move forward.
The story will continue to play out.
Welcome back to Monday Night Football, where we have breaking news out of Las Vegas, where moments ago, the Las Vegas Raiders and Jon Gruden officially parted ways. Earlier this evening, the New York Times uncovered a trail of emails dating back 7 years in which Jon Gruden had a clean sweep of offending NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell, women, gays, minorities. Jon Gruden no longer is the head coach of the Las Vegas Raiders, Steve.
Knock on wood if you're with me.
He's gone, and we couldn't do nothing about it.
One, two, three,
and here we go. Here we go. Here we go, Jim.
Here we go, Tony.
The Parkins and Spiegel Show, afternoons 2 to 6 on Chicago's Sports Radio 670 The Score and Odyssey Station.
Nicely done, Chris Tannehill. It is Parkins and Spiegel. The bottom of the hour is brought to you by DuckDuckGo. Whew! That happened fast for Jon Gruden, and we can discuss the specifics of Gruden speaks, but to me, this story is much bigger and, frankly, more interesting about the parts that we don't know now about the parts that we do know.
700,000 emails are being checked out and delved through in regards to the Washington football team. And clearly, Bruce Allen, sleazy guy, with at least one group email thread that included Gruden and what, the head of the Outback Bowl and the
CEO of Hooters.
Yeah. And like another fast food chain down in Tampa. These are like the pals who are all doing this kind of correspondence that Gruden gets caught in. But to your point, all these emails are available now. Gruden, the first kind of stray cast off of this thing, but there's probably going to be others, one would think.
I don't know. I'm not so sure. So I was going back and reading some stuff about how this all... The Washington football team was already fined $10 million. Daniel Snyder hasn't really paid any price. This investigation was into the treatment of...
The cheerleaders?
The Washington football team and the cheerleaders and the workplace culture around that. And they... hired a new president. They brought in Chico. Their organization was fined. And Dan Snyder, who a lot of the reporting externally pointed a lot of the arrows at, like an organizational culture and that he knew and those sort of things.
And a guy that everybody, a lot of people had wanted gone, so we're hoping he would get ensnared in that.
Right. But the NFL fined him, but did not publish the findings of the report. So
was this a leak from somebody who wanted Gruden to go down?
100%.
So
they leaked the Demoris Smith email.
Mm-hmm.
It's not enough for him to get resigned, to resign or get fired.
Here comes the next stuff.
And then they leak even more of it. Now,
tell you, it's not a fan of the Chargers or the Chiefs or the Broncos, because John Gruden is not getting the football right. John Gruden is not getting a lot right. You know, so it's not like, oh, must take down the mighty Raiders.
Who knows? Who knows if it's someone with an axe to grind, someone who just got access to it and some people just like to watch the world burn and just wanted to see that it could. Maybe the Raiders were aware of it. And hey, we hired John Gruden. We hired this splashy coach with a fully guaranteed $100 million price tag, helped us move to Vegas, helped us finance a stadium, isn't delivering and wins. I have no idea. But this seemed very targeted about getting John Gruden out of there. And so now, out of the entire Washington football team mess, the organization that has paid the biggest price for it is the Raiders.
So now you're painting this potential picture as my mind cycles through the five most likely leakers of the John Gruden story. Some Raiders tech wonk who hates Gruden and is like, you know, let's go ahead and take him down. Because, I mean, if you're within the Raiders, you look terrible today. You remember the pomp and the circumstance with which they brought him back? It was a coronation of bringing the prince back to make him official king of new Raiderdom.
Well, and it's weird because apparently the Raiders were given this batch of emails involving John Gruden, and he was able to just coach the game against the Bears and just apologize for the Demoris Smith email. But it could not have been news to everybody that there were more emails. If they're going through 650,000 emails, and John Gruden, we thought he was just on one. His brother was on the Washington coaching staff
for 6 years.
You know, so it definitely feels targeted against John Gruden. But I'm not in any way suggesting that he's a victim. Like, there was no other way for this to end. Like, you checked the racism box, you checked the homophobic box, you checked the misogynistic box, you checked the pornographic box. You are done here. So the Gruden story to me is almost less interesting now than, like, so what? How did this happen? The only emails from this thing that we get to see are John Gruden's emails, and he doesn't even work for Washington? That's
a very specific targeted leak.
Right?
Most probably.
That is really bizarre.
It does show you just how much of the, you know, bad version of older white guys. Don't want to give older white guys a bad name in general, but this particular batch sitting around talking about the NFL and talking about all these things in such a brutal way, how it's very much out there as recently as just a couple of years ago, feeling unchecked and feeling comfortable enough to do this.
Yeah.
a throwback to Queers for Michael Sam. I was like, gee, we're still throwing that one around in that context? Okay, interesting. Mm. Wasn't sure that that was still happening in 2015. But yeah, 2011 to 2018 is the scope of the emails for Gruden, but that was when the investigation closed. So it's not like it's changed, most likely, his behavior in the last couple of years. ESPN has some questions that I'd love for them to answer, given that he was their employee at the time. It's just bizarre to me that an ESPN employee who's currently was employed by the Raiders is the only person who gets fired publicly for 650,000 emails from an investigation into Washington.
Yeah, no,
It's just a weird story, man.
It's a very weird story. And Gruden, one of the most powerful coaches in the NFL. You have an entire organization now who their president is gone like 3.5 months ago. The president left. You've got Mike Mayock, who's on the hot seat. You've got a really weird owner who was thrilled to just let Gruden be in charge of everything. You've got an NFL organization in chaos after 4 weeks.
And I know bad faith actors will be like, they're just words. And what about this? And what about this? And what about this? Come on. This is about as easy as it possibly gets. He is in a position to hire and fire. He is the public multi-million dollar face of a multi-billion dollar corporation. He is in a position to potentially discriminate against any of these groups. You have absolutely no way to continue employing that person, and John Gruden did the only admirable thing in this entire story so far, which is offer his resignation immediately. It's just, I cannot imagine today putting on the cape for John Gruden. You know, it's just I could not imagine.
You found one guy doing it on the Twitters. I saw you enjoying that.
Yeah, Doug Gottlieb's an idiot. But just, what about that hip-hop music? Oh, okay, Doug, you clown. But it's a weird hill to die on after that story came out. No, I'm going to go to run to the defense of the racist, homophobic, misogynistic on the work email guy. Okay. Cool.
Michael Kopech pitching now with nobody out and a runner on third because Kyle Tucker was allowed to steal second and steal third without a throw.
You have a real advantage here. You can look at me in the direction of the televisions. I have to look at you to make eye contact away from the televisions.
Yeah, it's true. I could just glance up a little bit every once in a while. And seeing no throw is just a brutal thing. The run game was a real problem for the White Sox. The defense has been a real problem for the White Sox. And I hate seeing those issues coming back to the fore here in the middle of a five-game series.
Shane Reardon is at the game. We're going to try to go get a live update from our Shangri executive producer in the stands with his father coming up. You think this is going to work?
Yes. Yes.
You're going to display confidence?
I went yes.
All right, you went, Tanny, you think it's going to work?
I know it's going to work. It is tested. And you guys knew it was going to work, too. So why do you ask the question?
Once the game actually happens, I'm very, very skeptical. We will see Shane Reardon next on The Score.
She pops it up to Reardon. It's been a busy man as he gets a put out on the pop-up.
We go live to Guaranteed Rate Field to talk to our executive producer, Shane Reardon. White Sox trail 3-1 in the fourth inning. Kopech coming out, La Russa walking to the mound. Top of the fourth inning. He's in the left field bleachers. How's it going, Shane?
Guys, it's not as good as we would hope it would be. Obviously, this place was absolutely electric the first couple innings in pregame, and the move to keep Rodon out there and not bring Kopech in sooner just deflated the place. Absolutely deflated the place. And they're doing is hitting ground balls. So, I mean, it's not just the bullpen decisions, but the bats are just not awake. And it's kind of sad here right now. It's only the fourth inning, so it's going to be fine. But as of right now, it's just kind of sad. But I saw Chris Ronji.
All right, Shane, that's not a total loss.
Look, yeah, that's a win right there. And I think you're going to have to do something. Did you bring your cane? Did you bring a cane at all?
I forgot my cane at home, but did run into cane guy on the way into the ballpark.
All right, it's beautiful. But you're going to have to get aggressive and get out there and build that electricity back because I'd like to say the White Sox are going to do that for you, but if they don't, can you do it?
I guess I can try. I don't have any objects with me outside of like a pack of gum and my shoes.
Did you end up going to the game with, Shane?
My dad. My dad came through, and he skipped out on work again today and met me here this morning.
Is that everything you hoped it would be and more?
Yeah, it's awesome. It's awesome. Are you kidding me? We're staring directly up at the seats that he and I sat in for the ALDS in 05, the ALCS in 05. It's very cool 20-some years later, 15 years later, to be here with him. It's awesome. But, I mean, I don't know if it'll be very awesome if I have to witness an elimination. I haven't processed yet what that'll feel like. But it's very, very cool to be here. And White Sox came out in droves.
Well, use what you got. I don't know if you're going to be pack of gum guy or shoes guy, but we'll be looking for you. Do something.
All right, guys. Maybe I'll see you later if the game ends up ending before the show, but likely probably not.
Yeah, don't even pretend that you're going to come into work after the game.
I'm not going to pretend. I had to say it, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks. See you later, Shane. Have fun with your dad, bye-bye. Man. That's Shane Reardon from left field with his dad. That was adorable when he pretended like he was going to come into work after the game. That was not likely.
I like how we stole focus from a ball game and spending time with his father to have him on the air.
It's a pitching change.
Well, folks, Shane would have it no other way.
Yeah.
We thought it was all about him and his dad and bonding, and it sounded very sweet there. It sounded very sad there also with the white stripes bumping in the background. It's very sad here. But yeah, Shane would not miss an opportunity to make it about himself here. Make sure everyone heard he had a presence on the show, even though he's not working.
Yeah, that's, I mean, true. Really, like, if you're not going to be at work and you end up on the show, it really is Shane's version of Hawk Harrelson going to check on Todd Frazier. Like, he's making it about himself. Let me go check on Todd. Go right out there.
He said it was.
Yeah, and by the way, can we get a better execution of the live update next time? Danny told you everything you need to know about the game right now, and then here's Shane. Like, yeah, it's, yeah, man, at the game.
I wanted to paint the picture of what it was like in the crowd, being there with his dad. Is it Shane's not our baseball correspondent. He's our Shane correspondent. And, He's at the game. All right.
I don't think there's anybody better to give us an update on Shane. You know, I think you're right about that.
Right?
It's well chosen.
Oh, I could give you one.
The day that Tanny leaves this place and he gives his unfiltered thoughts on everybody.
Oh, man. I hope that book is being written. I hope there is a secret trove of blogs about everybody that Tanny's ever worked with.
It's in my corporate email.
Yeah. That's the other
Roger thing. Goodell is an anti-football bleep.
Yeah. Well, that'll get you.
Terry Bores is an anti-football. Well, that's actually true.
Clueless anti-football.
Clueless.
Don't
sorry.
Forget the clueless part.
Can't clueless take the clueless away.
Anti-football p-word. John Gruden on Roger Goodell.
My friend's favorite. My friend's line about Gruden is still my favorite. So he was playing the jackass old white guy straight. It wasn't ironic. That wasn't his bit.
No, there was apparently no bit in it. Just an impressive range for the guy. Like, and that's the people like, oh, if you said this and you took people out, the NFL is publicly trying to be anti-racism, right? Now, the messages are on the helmets. The line is still in the end zone. They are trying to.
It's a no-brainer.
Roger Goodell said we were wrong about Colin Kaepernick, and then you've got John Gruden being like, yeah. "Eric Reed should be fired, dude. You can't." You can't do it.
While working for an organization that gets to celebrate Art Schell and Tom Flores and Amy Trask and Carl Nassib right now in the NFL.
Yeah, no. This one was a no-brainer. What comes next and how it came out, those much more complicated and, in my mind, frankly, more interesting stories. You went to the game. I went to the sports book. We talked about the sports book. The Bears might be getting a new stadium. So, Matt Spiegel, stadium review of Allegiant Stadium. What the Bears should take from it, what they shouldn't. Next on The Score.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball.
Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the pitch, hit, and run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.